This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Winter starts Thursday, but you wouldn't know it by the weather. Mike Nelson is the chief meteorologist at Denver 7. He says the average temperature for this time of year should be about 40 degrees.
The 7 to 10-day outlook is for readings to be well above normal, not just here in Colorado, but all across the lower 48 states. So it's not going to feel much like winter. We're talking highs in the 50s and low 60s for the Denver area.
Nelson says it won't be as cold this winter, but he thinks Colorado will still get good snowfall in the months ahead, including at least one big blizzard. Work begins tonight to replace a partially collapsed railroad bridge over Interstate 25 just north of Pueblo. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The rebuild will close the interstate in both directions starting at 7 p.m. for an estimated 11 hours. Crews will replace the bridge, reinstall guardrails, and conduct striping and paving work. The State Transportation Department suggests Highway 115 as a detour, which also has a 12-mile stretch of construction on it. The rail bridge collapsed onto I-25 in October after a train came off the tracks. The incident killed a truck driver. Federal investigators are still looking into BNSF railway maintenance and inspection practices. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A man pleaded guilty last week to pointing a laser at a Denver police helicopter. He could get up to a year and a half in prison. It happened earlier this year. Prosecutor said Kevin Adamchak aimed a blue laser pointer at the helicopter from a parking lot. The beam temporarily blinded the pilot. New laws increase the penalty for people who point lasers at aircraft. Adamchak will be sentenced in March of next year. It's mostly sunny with highs in the 50s along the Front Range in Colorado Springs and in Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.